week we are on week three of living in the reality of the kingdom of God. Maybe we could read the title together.
Amen.
The kingdom and the church. Amen. One more time.
The kingdom and the church.
Praise the Lord. I think this week is really kind of marvelous. I think in some sense, probably we know a lot of the things here, right? But I also was just, we really need to see again and to be reminded, actually, the kingdom and the church are so intimately related, right? You could say, I was going to say, it's a question you could have, are the kingdom and the church the same thing? Maybe in some sense, yes, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You say, actually, the kingdom is just Christ, right? In Mark 4, right, you see he's the seed
right.
That becomes, right? It covers the whole, it's the kingdom seed, right? Mm. And in Daniel, right, he's the stone that covers the whole earth, right? But then actually the church is also the body of Christ, right? So in some sense, they're both Christ, but actually they're distinct, right? They have a different sort of purpose and function. And so I think, but they're really critical for one another. Mm. Actually, we say, actually the kingdom is for the church, which is for the kingdom. Which brings forth the kingdom and the church as the new Jerusalem.
Amen.
So praise the Lord. Maybe we can read, we'll get into the outline. We can read Roman numeral 1, sisters.
The church today is Christ increased in life. But the eternal kingdom of God is Christ increased in administration.
Amen. So I think here we clearly see actually a really important aspect, right? You say Christ in himself doesn't need, right? Christ is infinite, right? He's infinitely vast. But actually he wants to be expressed in man, right? And actually, and so there's two increases here. So Christ needs to increase in life. The church is Christ increased in life.
Amen.
It's his increase, the life increasing in man. But also we have the kingdom is his increase in administration. This is not like administrative, administrative, I don't know, not in a negative sense, right? But it's actually the realm where he can, where there is life, life can operate, life can function, right? And so this realm needs also to increase, right? This is for the fulfillment of his eternal purpose. So maybe we can also read Roman numeral 2, brothers.
The Bible first presents the kingdom and thereafter presents the church. And the presence of the kingdom produces the church.
So I think I'll probably spend a little more on this Roman numeral. Actually brings out some points that are throughout the whole week. Actually, I think it's just very eye-opening, actually, some of the utterances here. So, actually, we see, I just read Roman A, or not Roman, but A, the life of God is the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Wow, I think that's really marvelous, right? Maybe that's not fully our concept, right? The life of God is the kingdom of God. The divine life is the kingdom, and this life produces the church.
Right.
So, actually, we wouldn't say... I think in a sense there is some doctrinal element, right? But actually it's good for our understanding and our application, right? So we wouldn't say the church is the life of God, right? The church actually is full of the life of God, right? It's the issue of this life. Actually, this life produces the church, right? But actually this life is the kingdom.
Yes.
And one under here is so precious, right? The kingdom is the realm of life for life to move. Actually, it says to work, to rule, and to govern. So that life may accomplish its purpose.
Amen.
Right? This realm is the kingdom.
Amen.
And actually, one of the main points in this Roman numeral, of course, actually in the New Testament, right, the kingdom comes first, right?
Amen.
Actually, there's the first thing we hear in Matthew is the gospel of the kingdom.
Amen.
We know the Lord, when he speaks, actually the Lord only speaks of the church two times, right? But that's actually always in reference to the kingdom. This is actually a really critical point, right? It's the kingdom and thereafter the church, right? So the presence of the kingdom is what produces the church.
Amen.
The church preaches the gospel, right? And this is not the gospel of the church, but it's the gospel of the kingdom.
Amen.
Right? This is to bring in God's authority. And this is actually for the kingdom to increase, right? Well, praise the Lord for the kingdom.
Amen.
And I really appreciated actually even the first hymn that we sung this morning, right? He's talking about the Lord who is coming to reign. But actually, the Lord is reigning today.
Amen.
He's reigning today in the kingdom.
Amen.
Actually, we can be under his reigning and ruling today, right?
Amen.
Okay, so in B says, the kingdom is the reality of the church. Therefore, apart from the kingdom life, we cannot live the church life. And I think this point is really critical, right? Actually, we can be here in the church life, but we really, you know, we're missing the reality, right? And this whole conference, the ITERO was related. It's called, right, titled "Living in the Reality of the Kingdom."
Amen.
So I think week by week we're seeing how can we really live in the reality of the kingdom of God, right? So here we see with relation to the church, right? Actually, we must live in the reality of the kingdom.
Right?
Actually, if we're not in this reality, we're not. It's not the church, right? It's just human organization.
Amen.
And so, actually, if without the reality of the kingdom, there's really no content to this.
Right.
And we can say, well, what does this reality look like, right? What is, again, I think it's really brought out through this whole conference, but even here it says that in Matthew 5 through 7, right, we see the constitution of the kingdom here.
Yes.
Actually, when we allow this life to operate in us, actually, I think this is really, really wonderful. I mean, there's just so much here, right? One of the first things it talks about is, right, repent, for the kingdom of the heavens is drawn near.
Right.
When we repent, we're brought into this kingdom. Right? Actually, we are really against this kingdom by nature.
Right.
That's right.
But when we're brought in, we come into this kingdom, right? Mm-hmm. And there we are under the ruling and reigning of this life.
Right? Amen.
This divine life is ruling and reigning and operating in us. And so, Lord Jesus, we need to stay in the reality of the kingdom, right? Actually, then we'll have all this constitution will just become sort of spontaneous, right? How can we present one sheep, right, when we're slapped? Or how can, you know, all these things, right? How can we live a life without any anxiety, right? It's impossible. It's really impossible. But praise the Lord, we can repent. Actually, we can turn and be under the ruling of this life.
Amen.
I was just, even convicted. You're fellowshipping Aunt David. But yeah, we really do not live under the ruling of this kingdom. We do not live in the reality of the kingdom life, right?
Amen.
And we have to repent and turn.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. And then in C, there's really another excellent point. It says, without the kingdom as the reality of the church, the church cannot be built up.
Right.
So I just appreciate it, right, in the context of Matthew 16. We see, right, the Lord said, I say to you, you're Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, right? The gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
Yes.
He says, I give to you the kingdoms, the keys of the kingdoms of the heaven, right? I'll just read it so I don't, and whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in the heavens, and whatever you loose on the earth shall have been loosed in heaven. So actually, I think this is really critical. I previously did not have this concept, but actually the building of the church actually is only under the authority of the kingdom. Right?
Amen.
So in order to have the building of the church, actually, right, there needs to be the exercise of the authority of the kingdom. I think actually there's some, in day three, there's some really wonderful utterances. We'll be saying, the kingdom produces the church. The church brings in the kingdom. Actually, this is through the exercise, the kingdom, the authority of the kingdom produces the church, right? The church is actually brings in the kingdom, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then ultimately, these will usher in the church and the kingdom together as the new Jerusalem, right? Where we have the fullness in life, and also there's the fullness in the kingdom, in the administration. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I think this week is really so wonderful.
Yes.
So maybe we can just alternate reading the remainder of the Roman numerals.
Amen.
And then we'll open it up for all the saints.
Amen.
Maybe sisters on three.
The genuine church is the kingdom of God in this age. Today, the leaders of the kingdom life in the church.
Amen. Brothers on four.
In the church as the kingdom, we are under the kingdom's rule, government, discipline, and exercise.
Sisters.
The church brings in the kingdom.
Amen. Brothers. The church is prayed to bring in the kingdom of God. And all together,
those who always put God's kingdom before them, that which touches God's will and his enemy, are the most useful workers in the hands of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll open it up for all the saints to share.
Amen.
Struggled this week, right? Struggled to see, well, what's the relationship, and how is it that the kingdom produces the church? Well, we should just keep things in order. So the first is that we can use Matthew. The first preaching the New Testament age began with the speaking of John the Baptist. So he began the New Testament, and then the Lord Jesus continued his speaking. And they both said, repent for the kingdom.
Amen.
That's simple. Repent for the kingdom.
Amen.
So just keep this in your mind. Repent for the kingdom. It's not repent for the church. It's repent for the kingdom. So first, we need Christ.
Amen.
Then, once we have Christ, and we know Christ and see Christ, then he brings us to the church. So first is Christ. Then is the church.
Amen.
So Daniel 2:35 says, the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. So this verse shows, and then John 3:29 and 30 says, he who has the bride is the bridegroom.
Amen.
So he must increase.
Amen.
He must increase. So these two verses show the increase of Christ.
Yes.
Well, Christ is life to us. So firstly, we need Christ.
Amen.
He is the kingdom.
Amen.
So he is the body. So but first we need Christ. So we repent for the kingdom.
Amen.
He is the kingdom.
Amen.
So the kingdom is the life. The life is the kingdom.
Amen.
So we repent, and we. So John 3 says, we need to be born anew,
right,
to participate in the kingdom.
Amen.
To enter into the kingdom. So the kingdom is the life. The life is just the realm. The life is the Lord. So the Lord, anyway. We just keep the sequence. The Lord doesn't mention the church until Matthew 16, and then again in Matthew 18. But right away, when the preaching of the gospel begins, it's the kingdom. So the gospel. So even the Lord, even it says that the gospel of the kingdom.
Amen.
Anyway, so the gospel is we need the Lord first. We need to repent for the kingdom. And then this issue's in the church.
Amen.
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 Think too much.
Amen.
Just release what
Amen.
Is inside
Amen.
Of
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
In the last 2 weeks, we is mentioning about the kingdom. In the big one, we saw that we are the divine species.
Yes.
Mm. We are God-men.
Right.
Only we are God-men can become God's kingdom.
Amen.
In the first week, we also saw that the law of the Spirit of life already installed in us, in our spirit.
Amen.
That is individual.
Amen.
Last week, we also saw that our Christian life, individual Christian life, that is, we need to have intimate relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
And
Amen.
God is God who hides himself.
Right.
Even though we have not seen him, he is exists, he is present. So we have to be faithful because we cannot see God and have intimate relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
This is the individual. And this week we are entering in the church
right.
as corporately.
Right.
All of us, brothers and sisters, need to live in the kingdoms, in the realm of the kingdom life under God's ruling. Like Brother Tom mentions, we ultimately, if we are overcomer, will become the stone. The stone is not only Christ, but the Christ with overcomer
yes.
that will destruct the image.
Mm.
We will become the bride.
Mm.
Oh, but that is if we are overcomer.
Amen.
Oh, so we need, in this church life, we need to be exercised to train ourselves. Oh Lord, to be obedient under God's ruling.
Amen.
Right. In the church, God mentions the gates of Hades will not prevail.
Mm-hmm.
The key of the heaven has given not to individual, but to us, to the church.
Amen.
In the church life, we need to live under God's ruling.
Amen.
In the church life, mentions there is a righteousness. Peace and joy.
Mm-hmm.
And in the church life also in this week mentions that we need to grow from the seeds to become sprout and then fruits. That is grow in life. It's true. Last night I listening to Brother Ricky mentions why people, why in among us stumble. because we saw the true life in our living. Oh, Lord Jesus, I was thinking about it. Yes, many times we still have two lives. What is the difference between us and non-believers? Oh, Lord Jesus, if they have two lives, non-believers have two, this is for the believers. We are in the church life. The two life, the natural life should diminish day by day. God mentioned that we are renewed day by day. Amen. It's not immediately we will become one life with God. Brotherly mentioned he was only 30% in the spirit. That is because he's so humble. Might be 70% in the spirit. It means it's one with 0.3. 0.3 is still in natural life. So brothers and sisters, we are in the church life. We are under God's ruling. We are not immediately will become one life with God.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, when we come here, we need to exercise.
Yes.
God gave us the first is the vision, and then we need to practice. It's
Amen.
Not the practice and then the vision. We need to see, like I'm a chemist. I have to know the theory first before I can go to the laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same things here, brothers. Day by day, we are given the vision and strengthen the visions. Mm-hmm. That the church life
right.
today is the kingdom of God.
Amen.
In order to live under His ruling, we need to exercise.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Our natural life will be slowed down, decreased. God increase and we decrease and God increase.
Amen.
The last time it's mentioned is we need to pray.
Mm-hmm.
To pray is our weapon. To bring the kingdom,
Amen.
We need to pray.
Amen.
That is our weapon. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's not easy to share because the Matthew 3 is the high peak for this training.
Yeah.
It's our blinding brother is so faithful to present you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they speak, they in the Poland, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the Eastern European, they didn't understand what means the kingdom, the really meaning. But the brother presented the truth to them. Because according to the British, even the brother, they say kingdom was lost. You know, they don't have a... But the really kingdom is when Jesus comes birth, just God share. When Christ coming to the West, he first talked only two times, ecclesia, talk about church. As a talk of church, he talked about the kingdom. Wow, that's really meaningful. Right? Really meaningful. Sometimes, but I enjoyed all the message. Just one word. He said, the kingdom produced. The kingdom produced the church. And the church bringing the kingdom.
Amen.
Ooh,
wow. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Actually, they just presented just page 30 we know that the sixth circle, you know, the Matthew chapter 3. You can check, especially the college student. We have a sixth dispensation. Then, first, he mentioned about the kingdom of God is from eternity to the eternity.
Mm-hmm.
From first eternity before the creation of the world, okay? And the second time, to come to the second, talk about the dispensation of the ancient. And then the third one is talk about the age of, talk about the expansion of law. And later talk about the start from the, talk about the kingdom of the heaven. Kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven, including two parts. One is the church, that becomes the reality of the kingdom. And also has the manure kingdom. Okay? That's for the manure kingdom. And the last one is for the eternity. So the sixth circle, from the beginning, actually Bible talk about kingdom. In the Old Testament talk about that all, including New Testament, almost 700 times talk about kingdom. It started from the New Testament. So during the before, you mention about the kingdom. But then right now, after this one, we have the real church, reality of the church life. Then we'll bring the manual kingdom during the 1,000 years.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just like really, you know, thankful to the Lord that, you know, this message just brings out the kingdom and the church in such a clear way, right? I mean, historically, you know, if you consider, the Christianity has a very, I would say, you know, a lot of these, you know, erratic teaching regarding this kingdom and the church, which brought out, you know, these kind of, you know, different practice, right? You know, brother mentioned that, you know, the brethren's, their interpretation is that the kingdom has been suspended. It's no longer, with us. It's something in the future, right? So that really affects our life, right? And, but then there's the other, you know, extreme. It would be like, thinking that, you know, this is sort of the hierarchical system. Right, eventually brought out this Roman Catholics, right, and this is the other side that, you know, making the kingdom as sort of a more of a human kind of organization. But today, I feel like, yeah, this is like, you know, this message, you know, having meant to brother Joe, this is really the high peak, I would say, you know, of the kingdom and the church, in such a clear way that the kingdom produces the church. Right? And then the church brings in the kingdom. Right? Actually, right, the kingdom itself is the God himself is the kingdom. Right? He actually planted in us all the believers as the seed of kingdom. Right? And the seed actually grows, right? One in, you know, expands in ourselves, you know, as more and more gains in us, as we more submit to the life-giving spirit, right? The more that we under the ruling of this kingdom, that this kingdom seed grows in us, right? Yeah. And on the other hand, the kingdom also spreads as the kingdom of gospel, yeah. Right? Right? And, you know, more and more people has really been brought into the kingdom, yeah. Right? So this is actually how the kingdom grows on the earth, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, as a church today, actually, I was thinking this morning, just an idea came to me. It's like all of us, right, in the church life, we're actually in the full-time training. Yeah. We're in the FTTK.
Amen.
Full-time training of the kingdom.
Amen.
Right? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we need to realize that every day, and this is actually a 24/7, right, yes. kind of a training, right? Every day, right?
Yes.
Every moment. You know, of course, in the meetings, right? We need to be exercised, right? We need to exercise, you know, to be one with the Lord, right? The Lord moves in us, you know, the Spirit moves in us. The Spirit, you know, give us some inspiration. We just follow, right? We just submit. We stand up and speak, right? But then also in our family life, right? You know, as we're, you know, conversing with our spouse, even when we're raising up our children, this is all for the kingdom, right? We need to exercise our spirit. And also our goal, right? What is the goal for our family life? Right? This is not just have a happy family life or raising up our children to be, you know, according to some kind of world standard, right? This is all for the kingdom. So I feel like, you know, as long as we have this vision, right, in us, then our living will be different. I just so appreciate to the ministry. The ministry brought out this the kingdom is so in a, such a clear way, right? Amen. Amen. And I just feel like, you know, I really appreciate the last point. Was it last? No, actually, the point six, the church should pray to bring the kingdom of God.
Amen.
I just feel like, you know, we just need to be so much burdened with this kingdom, so much this vision of the kingdom really need to be inwrought with inside of us, right? So our living, our church life, everything will be towards this goal. God's goal needs to become our goal, right? Amen.
Oh, Lord. So the first thing is that we need to pray, right? Because we need to realize our human nature, right, is against this kingdom. You know, praise the Lord that He saved us. But then we still have to realize we have this element of Satan in us, right? Our old man is actually against this kingdom. So we need to pray. First, we need to pray. Actually, next week, we'll actually enter into more, right? Deny ourselves and all that, right? You know, but first we need to pray. You know, this is not something that we can win, right? This is actually, we need to actually give this, the ground to the seed in us, right? So we need to really pray. First pray that, oh Lord, make us see this kingdom.
Amen.
And then pray that, Lord, I want to just be open to you, right?
Amen.
Open that your kingdom really can grow in us. And I'm also, oh Lord, submit to you in our daily living, right?
Yes.
That I could really, you grace me, right? Supply me with grace so that can I exercise this kingdom life.
Amen.
So may your kingdom come. May your will be done. Amen.
I really appreciate how the week ended with the prayer, especially the prayer brought up in Matthew 6, right? Your kingdom come, your will be done.
Amen.
I remember growing up, you know, in a Christian home, this prayer was often prayed. Even when I was little, you know, I would go to sleep and like, my parents will pray this prayer with me. And it was until this message that, you know, I was just reading it yesterday on the, you know, the spoken message. And, you know, how important this prayer is. The kingdom is here today, right? The kingdom is within us. It's in the church life, but it has to be a reality. So I just, you know, I was just thinking about, you know, like, we often preach the gospel, and yes, the gospel is of, you know, of grace, of salvation, bringing sinners to God. But the gospel of the kingdom is a testimony to the nations, as we saw here. And so it's concerning the ruling, it's the heavenly ruling. So I just really enjoy some of the points that were brought out. You know, this is, we need to be those who exercise our spirit. And to exercise our spirit means that we need to be under the Lord's headship, under His submission.
Amen.
And it's only in this way, when we are in the genuine church life, in the genuine prayer, can the kingdom be expressed in reality. So, you know, I just really appreciated, you know, that the church is the outlet for the kingdom to come.
Amen.
So our, like Brother Minjun was sharing, you know, when we pray, the conclusion of this message is that through prayer, all of these things that we have heard can become reality. And when we pray, we are co-laboring with the Lord and what's on His heart and what's on His will. So our prayer here in Ephesians 6:12 says, "For our wrestling is not against blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenlies." So we see that this kingdom life is a spiritual warfare. And it's happening day by day in our daily church life, in our family life, in our meetings, everywhere. You know, like the church here, physically, you know, as we come here, does not really mean that this is the kingdom, right? Because the kingdom, it sources life, like Brother Tom was sharing. So only the life that comes from God is the kingdom. So we don't want to have a church with an empty shell, but we want to have a church that is full of life, exercising our spirit. We are all for the kingdom, and to be all for the kingdom means that we must be those who are under His heavenly ruling. And I'm still learning to do that day by day. But you know, the Lord just wants us to participate with Him.
Yes.
So only the genuine prayer is a joint labor
Amen.
With God to bring His kingdom to the earth,
Amen.
To carry out His will on earth. So
Amen.
Prayer is nothing less than spiritual battle.
Amen.
So when we come to the prayer meeting, we are entering in this battle. So
Amen.
I'm just more encouraged to pray
yes.
that that prayer back in my youth in Matthew 6 would actually be a reality.
Amen.
And it would actually come from a genuine contrite heart to bring the Lord's kingdom today.
Amen.
To end this
Amen.
Age.
Amen.
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 This week I was very touched by this word, reality. Mm-hmm. The kingdom and the church, as our brother and sister share. But this week also have this term, this phrase, kingdom is the reality of the church.
Yes.
And also, without the reality of the kingdom, the church is empty.
That's right.
So there's kingdom in the church. And also there's a reality of kingdom and the reality of church. We are the church, right? We are the church. And God also make us a kingdom in Revelation 1:5. So we are the church and we are the kingdom. Mm-hmm. But are we in the reality of the church? Mm-hmm. Are we in the reality of the kingdom?
Amen.
Now, without living to the life, this divine life, we are not in the reality of the kingdom. Mm-hmm. And without under His headship, without under His throne, we are not in the reality of the kingdom.
Right.
And I remember, you know, when I was very, very young, really, really young, maybe younger than most of you now, one popular song caught my ear. I didn't know who sung that song and what is the detail of the song. But there is a sentence that said, everybody wants to rule the world. Have you ever heard that song? There's a popular song called Everybody Wants to Rule the World. And I don't know whether it's 100% right, but I'm pretty sure everybody want to be able to have a kingdom. In that kingdom, we can rule. Maybe our personal life, maybe our family life. When we rule, that means we want the people to listen to us. But whatever we say, it counts. We all have this kind of nature, rebellious nature. But today, who is come to reign? Who are going to be the king of the church and the whole wide world is our Christ. And if we want to be in this reality of the kingdom, want to be in the reality of the church, we really need to touch His throne in our daily life, in our family life, and in our church life. And one phrase touched me also a lot when we're listening to this message. Our brother shared that the term called the authority of the Holy Spirit. The authority of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
This authority of Holy Spirit actually make kingdom can be real to us. We can be very subjectively to know what is the kingdom. Because I don't know whether I believe all we have this experience, like our sister shared, when we pray, right, in our personal time with the Lord, sometimes we will touch. When we follow the sense of life, we will touch this authority. We have a lot of our thought. What do we want? I want to say our family life between ourselves and the spouse. We want to say something. We want to do something. Mm-hmm. We want to be the ruler of our family life. Mm-hmm. But only when we touch the authority of the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. then we'll be under this reality of the kingdom.
Amen.
And the church life also this. In our services, our coordination, mm-hmm. you know, we can express our opinions, our thought, but I believe we all have that kind of experience. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have this sense. It's not that brother or that sister's speaking. Maybe behind their speaking, we touch the authority of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And if we follow, we submit to that authority,
right,
we will have peace. We will have life.
Amen.
We will have very positive sequence,
amen.
Consequence. And if we don't submit, and we will be in darkness.
Amen.
And we will also have negative consequences.
That's right.
To ourselves, and even have a damage to the church life.
Right.
So I think this is very, very experiential and very important. When we are talking about the kingdom and the church,
amen.
We don't just talk, right? As our teacher shared earlier, not kind of doctrine. We need to touch it in our daily life, our family life, and our church life.
Amen. Actually, I just want to follow our brothers, this authority. And a lot of times, the Lord actually, you know, place this, you know, visible authority is around us, right? For us young ones, maybe we have parents, right? For, I mean, if you go into the workplace, we have our managers, boss, right? And our, you know, if you're, you know, if you're school age, our teachers. So the Lord actually placed these ones around us for us to learn the lesson of obedience, right? When we're, I think when we're natural man, we just don't want to be obedient, right? But Lord puts these ones around us, so we need to really learn to submit to these authority. Only that, you know, if we can submit to the seen authority, then we can submit to the unseen authority. Amen.
Amen. I think in this spoken message was brought out that the Lord is after, what He's after is the kingdom, right? In one sense, the Lord has the church, but we need to be brought into the reality of the kingdom. The church needs to enter into such a living that is full of reality, that could bring the Lord back. And so he gave the example of, you know, there was a group of saints who they wanted to, you know, start a locality, right? They wanted to start a church, meet as a church and take the ground. And the brother brought out there was two important points regarding, you know, taking this ground. One was to meet on the ground of locality, and then the second was exactly what Brother Kyle just brought out, is the authority of the Spirit. There needs to be a group of believers who are under the authority of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So it's not just a matter of, you know, oh, we have enough people to meet together as a church. The co-workers did not even, you know, the co-workers realized that they weren't ready to take the ground as a church because they lacked this authority of the Holy Spirit. And so when we're talking about the kingdom, this is really what we mean. It's to be under the heavenly rule. The Lord Jesus, you know, He was one who was under the heavenly rule. Amen. Right? And He lived like this. Whatever He did, whether it was preaching the gospel, you know, casting out demons, teaching the truth, it was all for the kingdom, to bring forth the kingdom in reality. And as His continuation, we need to have the same living, right? We need to be the ones who are under the authority of the heavens, right? Who are in the reality of the kingdom of the heavens. And, you know, in the full-time training, you know, the first year trainees, they have attendance monitors. They have those who take their attendance for the class, right? If you're not there, you get marked. But then eventually the brother's burden is that we would live according to the attendance monitor in our spirit, right? This is the Holy Spirit that is directing us, guiding us. This is the kingdom of God, right? And we would live by and walk by our mingled spirit. And so praise the Lord, we could have such an exercise today, right? We could give the Lord the way to be expressed, to be for us to represent Him, to have His kingdom on this earth, right? And so, this is what we need to pursue. We're here in the church life.
Amen.
The Lord told Peter, upon this rock I will build my church. Amen. But that was not it. He said, I will give to you the keys of the kingdom.
Amen.
We need to see that to each of us has been given the keys of the kingdom. All right, not only to Peter, but each of us have these keys of the kingdom. And so we need to be the ones who represent the Lord. How is our living? We need to take care of this matter of righteousness. Right? Romans 14:17 says, the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And so all these matters, we need to take to the Lord. Lord, am I living in the reality of the kingdom? Or am I just in the outward shell of the church life. What is governing my living? You know, to be saved is to have God's life enter into us. But to enter into the kingdom is for us to enter into life. So we, on the one hand, God's life comes into us, but then we need to enter into the reality of this life. We need to have a living and a walk according to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Right? And praise the Lord that He's the Spirit in our spirit. Right? We have this mingled spirit.
Amen.
So no matter where we are, we need to exercise. We need to exercise our spirit by turning to the Lord. Even in our workplace, right? We need to see even in our workplace there's a battle going on. We need to be the ones who are praying inwardly even while we're working. Praying for the Lord to be expressed.
Amen.
For His will to be carried out on the earth.
Amen.
And so praise the Lord for this kingdom. May we all enter into the reality of the kingdom.
Amen.
That the Lord would not just have the church, you know, void of this reality. The kingdom is the reality of the church. In the New Jerusalem, you will have both the church and the kingdom. Right? You will have God's expression, but then also His representation.
Amen.
So may we be the ones who see to have such a living
Amen.
That expresses Christ and represents Christ.
Amen.
I want to talk a little bit more about the keys. Probably because this week we were locked out from a car for 3 hours. You know, when you have the key, you really have the power. You have the authority. You can open and shut the door, right? So actually, if you look at next week's title,
yeah.
It's about this week is about the church and the kingdom, right? And next week, the exercise of the kingdom for the building up of the church. So I was really touched by Peter sharing that, you know, Peter, I think that, you know, like in Catholic churches, he was considered, you know, like great, right? So, you know, that the Lord gave him two keys to open. Huh? Okay. Well, keys. Okay. Gave him keys to open the door of the heavenlies. So that's the positive side. But then I think that, you know, actually next message. Actually, we were also given the keys to shut up the doors of the Hades.
Right.
So those are three keys. So I just feel that, you know, actually sometimes we're thinking that, you know, oh, you know, we are so powerless, we can do nothing. So sometimes we tell Satan, you know, just do whatever what you want. You know, I'm not doing anything to, you know, to positively enter into the church life or actively enter into the church life. Whatever, you know, if you want me to be active, I will be active, you know. So I just feel that sometimes we are very passive. But actually, you know, think about this. When we have the key, we have the power. We actually can represent the Lord. And we can exercise our spirit to use these keys. And sometimes we feel that, you know, that Satan is actually far away. But I think according to the exercise, you know, you imagine this. I think, you know, if we don't shut the door, we are actually in the dark side. But if we actively exercising, you know, open the doors for the heavenlies and shut the door for the Hades. I feel that that's the way we get into the reality of the church life. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to deny ourselves. Mm-hmm. We need to exercise the life of the cross. And I think we all know about this. But I really feel that we just, you know, lack of the exercise. So I just feel that, you know, church life is so practical, it's so real, and day by day, moment by moment, we just need to exercise.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, the church life is so practical and so real.
Amen.
Amen. I want to say, dear fellow citizens.
Amen.
Amen. I was very encouraged by this, because if we're called citizens, we're in the realm, right? It's the kingdom of God. Which a sphere that within God exercises His authority. And in day four, it says this citizenship involves rights and responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Two things that always go together. It's like our left and right feet. If you want to move, you have to, you know, use both of your feet. I was very touched and like through the week, but this morning I'm staying in a repenting mode, because, oh Lord Jesus, because the church today is kingdom, it's God's kingdom, but we are in the kingdom in reality only when we live and walk in spirit 24 hours a day. We have so many moments and times we can either in this kingdom or in ourselves.
Yes.
It depends on how we are be aware of where we are. There's something happened on the way we here this morning. So my beloved son said something. I asked him for something, and he said something. I just realized, Lord, how natural, how much time I was not living in spirit at home. So this will hesitate, you know, the life increase in us, and not only ourselves, but also our beloved ones. Lord Jesus, we need you so much. We need every time exercise our spirit and be reminded each every turn will be a time, a moment that the Lord comes, which is numbering our days. Like, you know, if Pyo was here, but when the time, you know, the children were sick and this and that, the hard time, if a mom just, you know, cry out, oh Lord Jesus, that turn is also count. It's also bring us into the spirit.
Yes.
It's an increase in this life and under this realm, under this authority. We're all familiar with Matthew 16. And in that chapter of the Peter story, right after the Lord reveals 16:17, and Jesus answered to and said to him, "Because blessed are you, Simon Bar Jonas, right?
Bar Jonah.
Because flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in the heavens." And the next verse was that, "I also say to you that you are Peter."
Yes.
So he has different names. Right after he was revealed, you know, as a Simon. But after that, the Lord said, "You are Peter because you are for the building up."
Living stone.
Living stone. Next few verses on 23, you know what happened? Peter said something out of his own, you know, heart. But the Lord said, "Get behind me, Satan." So this is our daily living. Every time we receive the revelation, we are encouraged. Yes, Lord, I turn. I'm trying to exercise and enjoy the time that I'm with you and in the spirit. But another moment, next moment, we may, you know, back to our. So, Brother Lee said there are many, many sons of Bajuna in the church life. But we try our best. But the Lord, of course, we rely on Him. A genuine Christian, if he lives in the flesh instead of in the spirit, may live in a practical way, not in the kingdom of God, but in the kingdom of Satan. But only when we live, walk, behave, and have our being altogether in our spirit, not in our natural man, are we in the wrong in the kingdom of God, and in reality are the kingdom of God. So Lord, numbering our days, remind us every day we can grow and into this life, and your authority will ruin us and in the kingdom, not Satan's. So next week, I cannot wait to that part, the exercise of the kingdom for our building up for the church.
And amen.
And there's a book of this title. Mm. You can go read. Amen.
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 Yeah.
Do you have
Amen.
One person to share? Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you. I just briefly share, very short.
So I've been listening to the Bible, you know, following the church. So let me just give you a picture, like the kingdom of God. So it's about Joseph and Jacob. So it's just saying the famine, right? Then the first time Joseph's brothers get some food and went back to Canaan and see their father. So let me read this verse to you. It's Genesis chapter 42 and verse 38. And but he said, Jacob said, "My son shall not go down with you." That means my son is Benjamin. "And for his brother is dead." His brother means Joseph. "And he alone is left. And if harm should befall him on the way in which you go, then you will bring down my gray hairs in sorrow to Sheol." So that's probably one of the saddest moments of Jacob. Because his son is dead, and he facing to losing another son. Alright, so now, and the God's ruling, right? But remember that time, Joseph was already in Egypt doing great, alright? So under God's kingdom, actually, God took care of Jacob, but Jacob felt pretty bad at that time. So let me read another verse on chapter 43, this verse. So the verse 14, Jacob said, "And may the all-sufficient God grant you mercy before the man, that he may release to you your brother, your other brother, and Benjamin. And as for me, if I'm to be bereaved of my children, I shall be bereaved." So this Jacob made a prayer, and in his heart, he had a dealing from the Lord. He just accepted the kingdom of God, the reality of kingdom of God. What did he accept? He prayed. He knew there is a God there. But he accept, "If for me, if I'm to be bereaved of my children, I shall be bereaved." Yeah, anyway, I think this really touched me. Yeah, I think I just stopped here. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. This week, like Brother Joe shared, that it's indeed a highest peak of this morning revival, this eternal training. And you know, it's hard to begin with. It's a lot in this message. But I can testify that when I was preparing this with Brother Scott yesterday, we pray over the Roman numerals, and it really helps us to our eyes to be open. And, you know, after our prayer reading, and the points become really clear to me is that the kingdom produces the church. Amen. And the church brings in the kingdom. Amen. So from the beginning to the end, it's kingdom, church and kingdom. And also Brother Joe mentioned that in Book of Matthew, the chart, right, the six circles, and you know, all six circles are under the kingdom of God. So we can see that this is on God's heart. He wants to establish his kingdom on earth, which is to bring his heavenly administration from heaven to earth. And he wants to have a group of people that can share his divine life and be his representative and to represent his authority and administration here on earth. And those group of people is the church, is us. Eventually we'll bring him the kingdom of God. So, you know, I also appreciate that in message, Brother mentioned that, you know, when God created man, right, he has this point of view. He created man because he wants to have a representative on earth. And this really encouraged me that, yes, in order to represent God, I need to have his life, right? I need to have this divine life. And in the message, this divine life is a kingdom. The kingdom is this divine life. So yeah, I just have some takeaways for us this week to practice, to exercise this divine life, because when the Lord is a king of this kingdom, and we are his co-kings, right? In order to be his co-kings, we need to be exactly the same as he is in life
and nature. So this message shows some critical points for us to practice and exercise how to be his co-kings. The first point is Romans 4:8. It says that although the church today is God's kingdom, we are the kingdom in reality only when we live, walk, and have our being in the spirit, not in our natural man. I think some sense brought it out that we need to really be under this heavenly ruling, right?
That's right.
We are not under this ruling. The kingdom is not real to us, right? What does that mean by that? The reality of the kingdom is if this kingdom life is real to us or not. Is this is just our objectively, like just a concept, doctrine, then this is not real to us. So if we want to enter into this reality, we need to experience, we need to enjoy, we need to let this divine life saturate our being, right? So in Mark, the kingdom life was likened as a seed which was sown into us. And also, so this kingdom seed is already in us, right? But sometimes we just forget about this. We don't allow it to spread, to saturate, even to rule over us. Right. We just walk according to our old man, right? And in this case, the divine light cannot be expressed. We cannot be saturated our being. And the kingdom of reality is not in us. So for this, we should repent. We should turn to the Lord. Turn to this mingled spirit. So I appreciate the paragraph in day one says that we should repent, not merely to obtain pardon, not merely to obtain peace, not merely to obtain life, but because there's a heavenly kingdom that requires our repentance.
Amen.
We must repent in order to become partakers of this kingdom. So day by day, brother and sister, may we repent, turn to the Lord, open our heart, exercise our spirit to let this divine life rule over us. And I believe one day we will be mature for in this life, and this life will fully express through us, and we will be exactly the same as our God.
Amen.
Amen.
Second point I want to bring now is Romans 5:8-1 and Romans 5:2. And in these two points, we can see that there are two responsibilities for us as a church. So first responsibility is to perpetuate Christ's victory and bring God's kingdom. And second is to continue the warfare Christ fought on earth. You know, on positive side, we know that as God wants to bring his will from heaven to earth, and this is what church do. But on the negative side, we have the enemy, right? Whenever we want to exercise our kingdom life, when we want to bring in the kingdom, there will be an enemy want to resist this, want to attack us.
Right.
You know, in Old Testament, we see that in the age of Ezra and Nehemiah, when the children of Israel, they were working on build out the wall and the city, and then there were always enemy attacking the children of Israel. And similarly today, we are the same. We are in a spiritual battle, right? When we want to bring in the kingdom of God, there will just be some distraction, right? Frustration. And there's all the attacks from the enemy. And the message also tells us that when we are more approaching to the end, this attack will be more fierce. There will be more attack from the enemy. So we need to be vigilant. We need to realize that we are fighting every day. But the message also tells us that we need to perpetuate Christ's victory. And what does that mean by that? It's Christ already defeated the enemy on cross. The enemy is already defeated. And we are not fighting on our own. And we are not fighting. We are not starting a new fight, right? We are just proclaim God's victory. When we are praying, maybe there's some distraction. There's some frustration from the enemy. We just talk to the enemy. Satan, you are already defeated by the Lord. And now I want to turn to my spirit, exercise my spirit to enjoy the divine life.
Amen.
And thirdly, I mean, it's very important for us, it's Romans 6. It says the church should pray to bring in the kingdom of God. So actually, this is continue the Roman 5, like we have the responsibility to bring in the kingdom of God, but by what? It's by our prayer.
Amen.
By the kingdom prayer.
Amen.
And Romans 6b even says that if there's prayer, the kingdom cannot come.
Amen.
So God needs our prayer to execute his heavenly ministry.
Right.
And actually, there's a clear picture in Revelation 8. Revelation 8, 3 to 4, let me quickly read to you. It says that, and another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and much incense was given to him to offer with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense went up the prayers of the saints out of the hand of angel before God. So after our prayers, after we pray, Christ as an incense was sent to the heavens before the throne of God. And after that, God can move, can execute His economy, His plan. So without our prayer, even our God is almighty, He cannot do anything. So since He needs our prayer to cooperate His move on earth.
Amen.
So next Tuesday, cooperate prayer meeting.
Amen.
Separate your time to to a meeting hall to cooperate with our God.
Amen.
At least heavenly prayer.
Amen.
Kingdom prayers.
Amen.
So yeah, I mean, this week is really rich and really, it's really a high peak, but
yes.
Thank the Lord, He revealed His heart desire to us. He wants to get a group of people on earth to represent Him.
Amen.
And pray that we will be those just to repent, open to Him, exercise this divine life, and make this divine life a reality to us.
Amen.
And even pray that the Lord can gain our prayers, that His economy can be fulfilled.
Amen.
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 Can I have 2 minutes?
Amen.
Yes. Amen. To tie everything up.
Amen.
So it came out about the authority of the Spirit. The authority of the Spirit. And then in mentioning then touched one point about submission. So of course we need to submit to the Spirit. So be under the authority of the Spirit. But in 2 Corinthians it says we need to learn to submit to to the seen, then we can submit to the unseen. So anyway, then Beedon's mentioned about taking the ground of the, establishing a church in a locality. There were two conditions. And one was that not among everyone, anyway, among the saints, there was the authority of the Spirit. So, and then the last day today, the last day of this week, about the keys. Next week we'll touch the keys, the subjective keys. Peter exercised the objective keys, one for the Jews and one for the Gentiles. And that way the church was produced. So he firstly for the Jews in Jerusalem, then the Gentiles at the house of Cornelius. But next week, there are also the subjective keys. There are three subjective keys. We'll get those next week. Anyway, I want to conclude this way. So the kingdom is the life. The life is the kingdom. But what is the life? What is the life? The life is a person. The life is God in Christ as the Spirit. So when we talk about the authority of the Spirit, we're talking about the authority being in the divine life.
Amen.
So anyway, the conclusion this week was about prayer.
Amen.
So we'll have more fellowship about what kind of prayer do we need to pray to be under the authority of the Spirit.
Amen. Right.
And so and to be taking care of God's interest.
Right. Amen.
Not our interest, but God's interest.
Amen.
So when we pray according to God's interest, under the authority of the Spirit, then we're fighting the kingdom. For anyway, you get the point.
Amen. 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 Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
For thank you, deliver us.
Amen.
From the darkness.
Amen.
Bring us into the kingdom of your love, son.
Amen.
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 Yes. Thank you for the reality of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Amen. The seed that already planted in us grows.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Bring us into the reality.
Right. Amen.
The doctrine and the teaching.
Right. Amen.
Not the talking and the sharing.
Amen.
But bring us into the reality.
Amen.
The daily life, Lord.
Yes. Amen.
All right. The day long.
Amen.
Right, yes. Grant us sufficient grace.
Amen.
Oh, to exercise the kingdom life.
Amen.
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 Thank you for this week's portion, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Bring us to the past week.
Amen.
Give you this week, Lord.
Amen.
Bring us to the reality of the kingdom life.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, may we just learn to exercise your authority.
Amen.
Oh, take heed to our spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
All matters. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right. Lord, make each one of us your joint labor with you.
Amen.
To bring your kingdom to the earth.
Amen.
To carry out your will on earth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.